ॐ नमो भगवते
Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 19. The title of the chapter is The Island of Jambudvipa. Text number 14. Yata Aihika Amusmika Kama Lampata
चिंतयन्
संगेत विद्व
विद्वान् तु तदेव
रत्तयास्तस्य
यत्नाश्रम एव केवल यदैकिका अमुष्मिका कामलं पदा सुतेषु दानेषु धनेषु चिन्तयन् संगेत विद्वान् तु तदेव रत्तया यस्तस्य यत्नाश्रम एव केवल
ऐकिका इन द प्रेजेंट लाइफ अमुष्मिका इन द एक्सपेक्टेड फ्यूचर लाइफ kamalampata a person who is very attached to lusty desires for bodily enjoyment suteshu children dhareshu wife dhaneshu wealth chintayan thinking about sanketa is afraid vidwan a person advanced in spiritual knowledge kukalevara of this body which is full of soul and urine atyat because of loss yaha anyone tasya his yatna endeavors shrama a waste of time and energy Ever, suddenly, kevalam, only. Translation by Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki jaya. Materialists are generally very attached to their present bodily comforts. And to the bodily comforts they expect in the future. Therefore, they are always absorbed in thoughts of their wives, children and wealth. And are afraid of giving up their bodies, which are full of stool and urine. If a person engaged in Krishna consciousness, however, is also afraid of giving up his body, what is the use of his having labored to study the shastras? It was simply a waste of time. Translation responsibly, please. Materialists are generally very attached. To their present bodily comforts. And to the bodily comforts they expect in the future. Therefore, they are always absorbed in the thoughts of their wives, children, and wealth, and are afraid of giving up their bodies, which are full of stool and urine. If a person engages in Krishna consciousness, however, he is also afraid of giving up his body. What is the use of his having labored to study the shastras? It is simply a waste of time. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. At the time of death, a materialist thinks of his wife and children. He is absorbed in thinking how they will live and who will take care of them after he leaves. Consequently, he is never prepared to give up his body. Rather, he wants to continue to live in his body to serve his society, family, friends and so on. Therefore, by practicing the mystic yoga system, one must become detached from bodily relationships. If despite practicing bhakti yoga and studying all the Vedic literature, one is afraid of giving up his bad body, which is the cause of all his suffering, what is the use of his attempts to advance in spiritual life? The secret of success in practicing yoga is to become free from bodily attachments. Srila Nanthamdas Thakur says, Deha smriti nahi yar, samsara bandhana kahantar. One whose practice has freed him from the anxieties of bodily needs is no longer in conditioned life. Such a person is freed from conditional bondage. A person in Krishna consciousness must
fully discharge his devotional duties without material attachment, then his liberation is guaranteed.
So here, this verse, very interesting. This is like every day we have to read this verse actually, because we are all supposed to be the practitioners of Krishna consciousness, and this is like an acid test, you know, like the litmus test or acid test, whatever test you call. We all have to answer this question. Individually, we have to answer this question. Because it's not like we can't just say, oh, my family was like that, my children were like that, this is like that. No. When Yamadharma Raja asked for his account, you can't give this an excuse. These are their excuses. Individually, we all have to make account. Individually, we are answerable. This is the whole idea is, it's not like not a brain game. Like, oh, it was like that, the circumstances were like that, my karma was like that, my luck was like this. No. These things are not the excuses. Because what you are doing as an individual soul, we are responsible for each and every action. So this very nicely Srila Prabhupada explains in the purport. These purports are very heavy actually. In one sense, we whenever there is Prabhupada's purport is not there, we feel very weak actually. What to say? You know, like I said, when Prabhupada's purport is there, like we are very protected, and yes, all so much clarity and the discussion points are there. So even before going into the sloka, just normal, I was thinking that whenever we read a sloka, every devotee has a different way of approaching the sloka. But this, I normally see, even this sloka, there are so many words which we already know. So this is the way we have to connect actually. It's not like I just read the sloka, okay, Nityam Bahavata Seva, my Seva is finished, just like get out of here. No? Each and every sloka, this is like today's sloka, can get so many easy words to remember. Kama, lust is there. Suteshu, dhareshu, dhaneshu. Suta, dhara, dhana, we all know. This is like a common Hindi, Sanskrit language. No? So, Sanketa, Vidwan. Who? Kalevara. Kalevara. Everybody knows Kalevara. Where is Kalevara mentioned? Everywhere else also? Kalevara. Where is Kalevara mentioned? Anywhere else?
Geeta
chapter. Kalevara. Tektva deham. This is Kalevara. This is like this we have to connect. Where Krishna says about this? So like this, this is what Srila Prabhupada got scrutinizing this study. Scrutinizing we have studied. But newspaper we have scrutinizing this study. This is this page, go to 7th page, we go to 9th page. We go very, very scrutinizingly we go. But Bhagavatam, we have to study that scrutinizing. We have to study this. So, who kalevaram? Tasya, yatna, shrama yeva kevalam. Where does it say? Bhagavatam only it says. Dharmaswan stita pumsa vishraksena katha suyata na upatayate yatiratim shrama yeva hi kevalam. Like this, like if you study, becomes very, very interesting, very, very joyful. This is Krishna consciousness, not a boring process. The 9th chapter it says, Susukam Kartum Abhyayam. This has to be very jolly. Krishna is always morose, like this. We don't have to be morose. You have to be reading, reciting the sloka, or even reading the purports. Actually, Prabhupada's purports are so wonderful. You get all the rasas are there. Sometimes Prabhupada is serious, sometimes Prabhupada is chastising, sometimes Prabhupada is joking. Everything, whatever rasa you want, is all there. So this is so beautiful. And this is what we have to, the human form of life is for this only. Because we think we have put so much of our responsibility, I have to do this, I have to do this, I have to. But if you don't do this, then all our efforts is shrama evaihi kevalam. So like this, like this sloka, every sloka, not some slokas may be very difficult, may not have much, no words. At least whatever we have to collect and then enhance our understanding, enhance our Sanskrit vocabulary, English vocabulary, all these things we can do. So today's verse is very interesting. Materialists are generally very attached to their present bodily comforts and to the bodily comforts they expect in the future. This is the whole goal. People always want to work very hard, very hard, very hard, and then they want to make all this big castle they want to build, and then they want to ensure that this is whatever the thing they leave for the generations to come. This is what their aim is.
But the problem is that they don't realize this place, that Krishna having created this world, has given one stamp. This place is a Dukkalayam Asaswata. This place is Dukkalayam Asaswata. This place, however hard you try, you can't stay here permanently. You can't stay here permanently, and this place is called Asaswata. Very temporary, and it is Dukkalayam. This is a, but doesn't mean that okay, it's Dukkalayam and Asaswata. No, but still, the people make so much attempt, thinking that I am going to stay here. When Yudhishthira Maharaj was asked by Yaksha, in the Mahabharata Yaksha Parva, there is one question. He's asked, so many questions were asked. There are so many questions. There is one book called Yaksha Prasana. Yaksha Prasana. Yaksha Prasana means all the questions asked by the Dharma, that is king of this thing, Dharma. And then all the questions given by Yudhishthira Maharaj. So one of the questions was asked by Yaksha was, what is the most amazing thing in this world? He did ask us, if you ask us, we will say Taj Mahal or Babylon Gardens or something, we will say this is the most amazing thing. But Yudhishthira Maharaj was not that foolish. So he said, this Ahani Ahani Bhutani Gacchanti Ha Yama Mandiram Seshastavara Ichanti Kim Ashchari Atapra. Ahani Ahani Bhutani every day, Ahani Bhutani, Gacchantiha Yama Mandiram. This is so many people going to the abode of Yamaraj. So many people. Ahani Bhutani, Gacchantiha Yama Mandiram. Sesha Stavara Ichanti. Sesha, the remaining people, what they are thinking, Stavara Ichanti. They desire that they are very, very strong and safe, like a rocket, so rock solid. Nothing will happen to me. Father has passed away, brother has passed away, mother has passed away. No, this will not happen to me. This is the Sesha Stavara Ichanti Kim Ashcharyam Atapara. What is most amazing than this? This is the question. The same thing applies here. Materialistic people, they make all the arrangements thinking that I am going to stay here permanent settlement. But actually, this is right. The mood is correct. The living entity is Nitya. His mood is permanent. He wants permanent. He does not like this temporary situation. Everybody wants a TR, everyone wants a TR, and better citizenship only. Nobody wants to stay in TR. The same way, the living entity's nature is always seeking some permanent situation. Doesn't want changes like that. Okay. But the problem is they are in the wrong place. The wrong place we are expecting when we hear everything should be permanent. It's difficult actually. So, here, Srila Prabhupada says here, materialists are generally very attached to their present bodily comforts and to the bodily comforts they expect in the future. Therefore, they are always absorbed in thoughts of their wives, children and wealth and are afraid of giving up their bodies which are full of stolen urine. So, actually, before we understand this yoga, first we have to understand this Krishna consciousness is not against the family. Because sometimes people read out of context, they will read this, oh, that means, oh, Krishna consciousness means that I should not love my family, I should not love my children. No, that is not the purpose here. This is what Prabhupada says, in the 13th chapter, Sloka 8, the purport Srila Prabhupada says, family, children, wife, and they are the natural objects of affection. They are the natural objects of affection. No, it's not like that. But we should be having the purpose of the family is also they have taken shelter of us. So we also have to engage them, give them Krishna conscious association so they can also make advancement. So this is the beauty. Because yes, we have to be attached to the family, but in which way? Because yes, these people have taken shelter of me, I have to look after them. Not only the physical needs, not only the material needs, I have to look after the spiritual needs also. See, material needs, even the animals also look after. The cat is looking after the kitten, the lion is looking after the cub, and also all the living entities, they are also looking after. It's not that only human being is very special, that I look after my family, I look after my children, I look after my relationship. No, everybody is looking after. But human being, what he can do, he can go beyond the level of only bodily comfort, he can look at the spiritual well-being. That is human beings only can do. The other living entities, it is very difficult. That is why the sloka says, what is the distinction? Because the dharma, because of dharma, this is the distinction between the animal and the living entity. Animal does not have any dharma or anything to follow. But the human beings have. That is why ahara nidra vaya vipunasya samana medat pashuni narana dharmohi tesha adiyo visesha dharmena hinaha pashuni samana. Because that is why this living entity, the human being, is classified. Yes, he can observe dharma, he can follow the rules and regulations, and that way he can deliberate on the dependence. So we should never think. Sometimes people prematurely they think that this is like family means is a very botheration. No, family is not a botheration. If you don't look after the family, that is a botheration. So sometimes if you look after the family, you look into the material needs also, you look into the spiritual needs also. That is what Shastra is saying. And Srila Prabhupada says here, at the time of death, a materialistic thinks of his wife and children. He is absorbed in thinking of how they will live and who will take care of them after he leaves. Sometimes Srila Prabhupada gives this example. Big leaders will come. If I pass away, who is going to look after the country? Who is going to look after the nation? But Prabhupada says, even before you took birth, the country was there. And now you are there, take care for some time. After you go, also the country will continue. So we have seen in history, so many Napoleons have gone, so many Hitlers have gone, so many Mussolini's have gone, so many Gandhi, everybody is gone. But still the country is continuing. How it is continuing? Because everybody thinks that because of me it is continuing. This is called an illusion. Because if I go, what will happen? Nothing will happen. Nothing will change. Everything will continue as it is. Because it's not because that is why the living entity thinks that because of me everything is evolving. Because that is what that mood, you have to looking after them, you have that mood, but you are not ultimate control. You have some control, very limited control only there. So it's very nicely explained. This is like in Srimad Bhagavatam, second canto, how this Sukadeva Goswami, Parikshit Maharaj, is asking this wonderful question. This question, every day we have to ask also. Every day morning, get up, we ask this question. How? I'll just read this. In the end of first canto, we have Parikshit Maharaj is asking this question. He is asking, this is the last few slokas in the first canto. Parikshit Maharaj is asking, you are the spiritual master of the great saints and devotees. I am therefore begging you to show the way of perfection for all persons and especially for one who is about to die. This is the last, because Parikshit Maharaj is cursed by the Brahmana by Sringi that you will be bitten by the Takshaka bird in the snake in 7 days and you will die. And then Parikshit Maharaj is asking Sukadeva Goswami, you are the spiritual master of great saints and devotees. I am therefore begging you to show the way of perfection for all persons, especially for one who is about to die. Srila Prabhupada says in the purport, unless one is perfectly anxious to inquire about the way of perfection, there is no necessity of approaching a spiritual master. There should be urge, should be there. Yes, what we are going to do. Because now we have so much anxiety, how we have to make wealth, how we have to make all these things. Same anxiety should be there. What is going to happen after death? What will I do? Where am I going to go? What is my situation? Who is going to look after me? So all these questions. That's why Parikshit Maharaj is asking, what is the best thing? So then he says, specifically he is asking, please let me know what a man should hear, chant, remember and worship, and also what he should not do. Please explain all this to me. So he is asking, because these all the acharyas, all the previous authorities have made our life very easy. So he asked all the questions and Srila Prabhupada has already translated everything, given all the purports. Now our business is only one only. We don't have to write purports, we don't have to do big research, we have to do big tapasya, nothing, just to follow. That's it. We don't have to do any big circus. We just take the book and read and try to apply that in our life, and then our life will be successful. So then these questions are asked by
Parikshit Maharaj.
So here in the second canto, Sukadeva Goswami is answering this question. Very, very wonderful. These verses are worth repeating and memorizing, and every day we can remember that. Shri Sukha Uvacha Varyaneshate Prashna Krito Lokahitam Rupa Atmavit Samvat Apumsam Shotavyadi Shuyatparam. Srila Sukadeva Goswami said, my dear king, your question is glorious because it is very beneficial to all kinds of people. The answer to this question is the prime subject matter for hearing, and it is approved by all transcendentalists. This is the main subject. If this subject matter is not heard, then the whole life will be doing things, and then finally will not be achieving the ultimate result. This subject matter, this prime subject matter. What is the subject matter? That's what she is saying here. Because the answer to this question is the prime subject matter for hearing, and it is approved by all transcendentalists. Because this is, we have so many subject matter to hear. The newspaper, internet, radio, television, everything, there are so many subject matters are there. But this subject matter, keep on hearing this, it increases your anxiety, increases your BP, increases everything. What is the use of hearing all? But this subject matter, if you hear, then we understand that who we are, from where did we come from, where we are going, what is the purpose of life, where is the next birth, how where we go, all these things, if it is clear, then there is no anxiety. If a devotee knows, like I am going from this body, I am going to leave now, I am going to go to the next birth, the another destination, transcendental destination, that is the anxiety. He doesn't have to worry about it. I always think about this. Like sometimes people worry, like, do I have to look after the family, look after the children? Yes, you have to. 100% you have to look after. 200% you have to look after. But if you look after the only the material well-being, that is not good enough. You have to look after the spiritual well-being also. Like look at the case of Dhruva Maharaj. Simple example. Dhruva Maharaj. Dhruva Maharaj's mother gave instruction to Dhruva Maharaj. Because Dhruva Maharaj was offended by his father, mother said you can't sit in the lap, and then Dhruva Maharaj got offended, and then mother said, okay, no, only God can help you. Then the big story, finally he had darshan of the Lord, and then everything finished, and then Dhruva Maharaj is about to go back to Godhead. At that time Dhruva Maharaj is thinking, my dear mother, she was so kind to me. So then, having known what is going on in their mind, already Vishnu said, don't worry, the already mother Pushpaka Vimana is waiting for your mother also to take her back to the spiritual. So this is the beauty. You think of your mother, think of your father, think of your wife. If you have no problem at all, right? Not just only yet. Keep on mentally attached. Spiritually, no, we have to. Oh, it's my wife, my children, they are helping me, my husband, he was helping me in my devotional service. So let me see, this way our attachment can be doubted. By giving them spiritual knowledge, this attachment can be doubted. The attachment is not negative, like, oh, don't have any attachment. It's not possible, you have to have attachment. But what you do is, instead of having just material attachment, you doubt that attachment into spiritual thinking. Yes. Yeah, they, wife and husband and wife, they can think, oh, how can we do that? How can we read Srimad Bhagavatam? How can we memorize this? How can we read this? This is so important. How can we read this? This way, whatever that they can have a kind of a mutual reciprocation. Husband is helping wife is helping husband, husband and wife, together they are helping the children, the parents. This way, there is no problem. When the family life is like that, there is no problem at all. That's what Srila Prabhupada says. If that is the way, if everything is congenial for spiritual advancement, what is the problem in family life? That's fine. If you look at Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela, so many, only few sannyasis were there. Like many, like this is like how many devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, like sannyas, like Brahmacharya sannyas, disciples, very few. Who, any sannyas disciples you can think of? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela. Some Paramananda Puri and also and Swarup Dhamodar, like few people. But most of them were grahasthas. Shivastaku, Sivananda Sen, Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Acharya, they are all grahasthas. So like this, so it is very, very interesting. Like they all had family, they had children, they had family, everything was there. But they were so much attached to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this is what, like, so Srila Prabhupada in one of the purports, he is saying,
Krishna consciousness is not against family. Yes, we want to have family because we want to have family so that they all engage in the service of Krishna, like the book called Ray of Vishnu. Bhaktivinoda Thakur prayed so that a personality will come who can preach the message of Ray of Vishnu. So the Bhakti Siddhartha Saraswati Maharaj appeared. So like that, so that is the mood actually. So here Parikshit Maharaj is asking this question, and Subhadev Goswami is saying, Shodavyadini Rajendra Nidam Santi Sahasrasaha Apashyatam Atmatatvam Graheshu Grahamedinam. Those persons who are materially engrossed, being blind to the knowledge of ultimate truth, have many subject matters for hearing in human society. Oh, yeah. They have many subject matters. One of the Vice Chancellor of Banaras Hindu University, he came to see Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj. He asked, at that time they were explaining what are the different activities which are happening in the Mata Gaudiya Mata. They were saying, we are having a newspaper, daily newspaper. So that person was very, very surprised. Newspaper, daily newspaper about spiritual subject. He was kind of a, could not newspaper, but then Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj explained, like this is like this whole world, the whole world, and out of the whole world there is one country called India. In one country there is one city called Calcutta. In one Calcutta there are so many things, and for this Calcutta there are so morning edition, evening edition, midday edition, so many newspapers are coming, so much news is there. But spiritual world is so many universes are there, so much of subject matter there, so many continents are there, so much of information there in spiritual world. We can produce a newspaper every minute, but there is no customers. So that is the way this is. Here, so much subject matter is there for hearing. Actually, this all Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, Chaitanya Charitamrita, this one lecture is not sufficient. We just keep on reading again. By the time you go to second canto, first canto you forgot. So that is why there is no dearth of subject matter. There is so much subject matter there to read and assimilate and apply in our life. That is why we should not have time wasted of time is very, very criminal activity, because if you, so much time is there, and if you can't just take advantage of that, then Ante Narayana Smriti, how Ante Narayana Smriti will come? Ante Narayana Smriti, always Narayana Smriti has to be there, then only Ante Narayana Smriti will come. You have to think of Narayana in different ways, then Ante Narayana Smriti will come. Because that otherwise it is very difficult actually. So that's why Srila Prabhupada says, those persons who are materially engrossed, being blind to the knowledge of ultimate truth, have many subject matters for hearing in human society, O Emperor. And then he goes, Nidraya hriyate naktam vayavaye vachavavaya divacharya hayarajan kutumba baranenava. The lifetime of such an envious householder is passed at night either in sleeping or in sex indulgence, and in the daytime either in making money or maintaining family members. So this is Sukadeva Goswami speaking like that. Daytime earning money, nighttime sleeping, or then sex indulgence. So this is called Grahamedi. This is called Grahamedi. There are two things are there, Grahamedi and Grahastha. Grahamedi is like one who does not follow any rules, because Grahastha Ashram. When Srila Prabhupada says ashram, means there is a spiritual cultivation there. Brahmacharya ashram, Grahastha ashram, Vanaprastha ashram, Sannyasa ashram. This is not ashram. When the word ashram comes, what does it mean? There is some spiritual cultivation there. This is like this is Grahamedi. Life is like this only. All the time, money is sweeter than the honey. Like the same formula, same mantra. But what happens? At the time of death, you can't take anything, not even this party, just not even a single cent they can take. This is the problem. This is like so many things you can accumulate. There is a nice story of Alexander the Great. Alexander the Great, when he was about to pass away, Like he told his generals, like my coffin has to be carried by three. Like so he had three wishes. He had three wishes. So one first wish is my coffin has to be carried by the best of the physicians, the doctors who are treating him. The second one is like when he was going, his hands should be stretched outside. The third one was the procession goes, the funeral procession goes, all that the different paraphernalia he accumulated, like the different gems and other things. There should be like another layer of flowers, like this, all the gems and everything should be thrown in the air, up in the air. So the general said, no problem, we'll do. Can you please explain why do you have to do this? So Alexander said, I had the best of the doctors, best of everything there. Still, nothing could save me. Because this is the doctors are carrying that. And then I want the hands to be stretched outside. People should see that Alexander the Great, he amassed so much, but when he is going, he could not take anything with him. Just nothing, empty handed. I come naked, empty handed, I go empty handed only. And the third one is like, he amassed so much of wealth, but nothing could help him in his thing. All the thing is just like Shrama Yevahi Kevalam. So that's why all these personalities, they had so much realization. How much our very system, all these authorities, we should have a realization. Yes, yes, we need money. Not that go stand in the street. Like, no, we have need some basic money. We have to maintain the family. But while maintaining that, attend to the spiritual needs also. That's what they are saying. They are not saying, don't look after the family. Don't say, oh, the Prabhu said the family is useless and then start blaming me, put all the dislikes. And like, no. Instead, yes, you have to look after the family. Very much you have to look after the family. But not only just look after only the material needs, look after the spiritual needs. That way, what will happen is when you are gone, they will have a solid base. They will have a solid base which they can also raise, they can go back to the spiritual world. But just because this is the duty, by one person engaged in pure devotional service, what will happen? Like Rashikade offered to Prahlad, because of your so much purity in devotional service, so many generations, 21 generation up and 21 generation down, everybody is liberated. What a wholesale offer. See, we are not like Prahlad Maharaj, our purity may not be like, but at least we have to try, we have to aspire. That's why we are always saying we are aspiring. We are not devotees. Who are devotees? Dhruva Maharaj, Prahlad Maharaj, Amrishma, they are devotees. We are aspiring to be devotees. We are just aspiring. They are not devotees already. We are aspiring. When one reporter asked Srila Prabhupada, are you God? And Prabhupada said, I am not God, I am servant of God. But even just a few seconds later, I am not even servant of God. I am trying to be servant of God. Servant of God is not ordinary thing. Servant of God is a very big position. Brahma, Lord Shiva, Lakshmi, they are all servants of God. Can we compare to them? No, we are trying, we are aspiring to be servant. That is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's philosophy. So, Sukadeva Goswami is saying, like that after that sloka, he is saying how this the materialistic people they are doing deha patya kalatra adishu atma sanyushu asatsapi esham pramato nidanam pashya apina pashyati. Persons devoid of atma tattva do not inquire into the problems of life, being too attached to the fallible soldiers like a body, children and wife. Although sufficiently experienced, they still do not see their inevitable destruction. This is the problem. Everybody knows. It has happened again. Everywhere we have seen. So many people are coming. So many people are going. But what makes you think that you are this not going to affect you? What is the normally the offices may have plan A, plan B, plan, they will have plan Z also. All the ABCD up to Z also. So all different plans are there. But Krishna has a different plan. So that is why we should not depend on plan A, plan B, plan C, plan D. Then we have to have plan K and Krishna's plan. If we have Krishna's plan, then that plan will be the real working plan. So that is, that plan will work. All other plans will fail. So we have, that is why we have to somehow or other make this arrangement that should make our life in such a way so that we can remember Krishna. So that is why
Srila Prabhupada says here, the beginning only, consequently he is never prepared to give up his body, rather he wants to continue to live in his body to serve his society, family, friends and so on. Prabhupada gives an example. There was one scientist, he was about to pass away, and then he pleaded the doctor, "Doctor, I have so many plans, I have so many projects, please extend my life 4 years more. You can take all my wealth." And the doctor said, "I can't even 4 seconds, I can extend your life. What to talk of 4 years? This time and time wait for none." That's why whenever the time is there, whatever the situation is there, we have to take best utilization. We have a bad bargain. Already many times we discussed the bad bargain. We have the bad bargain. What is the bad bargain? Body, the material body. We already say it's a stool, urine, all these things are there. Bad bargain, we got it anyway. So we have to think of the best things of the bad bargain. Use this body in the service of Krishna. Then what happens? This is like the iron rod. Put in the fire. In one state it becomes completely fire. It is synonymous. Wherever the fire is needed, you can use the iron rod. Even though the iron rod, when it is put in always in the fire, it becomes so red hot, it is as good as fire. The same way, the material body, yes, it is bad, it has so many problems and other things, but the material body, if it is used to the service of the Lord, then it becomes completely spiritual. Yahasya Hare Dasya, because the sloka and Bhakti Gatha Sindhu, it becomes completely transcendental. Completely transcendent. So that is possible. That is possible for every one of us to do. We can do that. Use this body, everything in the service of Krishna gives a guarantee. Krishna every second he gives a guarantee. Bhagavad Gita he gives a guarantee. If you are doing that, what will happen? He, Krishna says, this is nothing to worry. Krishna says in the 6th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna asks this question. What will happen? Spiritually I am going to be, he says, materially also I am not achieving anything. Spiritually I am not achieving anything. Am I like a river cloud? Not only like that, even if you are just, this is like a, if you are only this thing, like Bharat Maharaj is a great example. He completely gave up everything, family, this, that, everything. But somehow, this dear attachment came in the later stage, we all studied it. So, but Krishna gave him high and right. Okay, he made a small mistake, no problem. That's just one deer and then Jada Bharat and then went back home back to Bharat. Jada Maharaj Bharat, deer Bharat and Jada Bharat. Finished, he went back and back to Bharat. So Krishna is very, very merciful. Actually, he is more interested in getting back us there than our interest is going to Krishna. We are not very much clean at this. Okay, we are adjusting here, little bit here, let us check it out. And we are keep on checking out so many lokas we have checked out actually in our life. So many janmas we have taken, so many this thing we have taken. We are checking out every janma. Yeah, different yoni we are checking out. Check out little bit here, check out little bit here. And every checking out takes 100,000 years actually. Like that we are keep on checking out. But what Shastra is saying, no need of checking out everything. Our aim should be go back to that. That's when there are the progress also, it said in the Shastra, when you go, there will be so many lokas you will be seeing. But we should keep our eyes focused, like, oh, they are going here, for this loka, that loka, we want to go to the Krishna loka, where we have a personal relationship with Krishna. So that should be our ultimate aim. So Srila Prabhupada is saying, therefore, by practicing the mystic yoga system, one must become detached from bodily relationships. Because this is bodily relationship. Because we have a spiritually, because when you have to do some spiritual connection, you are always there. You are not completely, see, you are doing something. Yeah, you are doing something for your children, for their spiritual benefit, for your something for the family, for spiritual. Do that by all means. Nobody is denying that. And if despite practicing the bhakti yoga and studying all the Vedic literature, one is afraid of giving up his bad body, which is the cause of all his suffering, what is the use of his attempts to advance in spiritual life? This question is a million dollar question actually. This is a million dollar question. Because
we have read this, we have studied this, we have heard this. So at least that is why we have to. Bhakti Yoga is the process. Bhakti Yoga process. What is background in the Bhakti Yoga? It's like a Jnana and Vairagya. This is like Bhakti Yoga, for practice, this main thing, Jnana and Vairagya. But Bhakti Yoga is so beautiful, by performing Bhakti Yoga, automatically Jnana and Vairagya automatically comes. Vasudeva Bhagavati, Bhakti Yoga Prayojita. Janayati Asu Vairagya, Janayati Asu. Immediately generates. Asu means quickly. Janayati Asu Vairagya, Jnana Chet Ahitukam. Vairagya, Jnana, if it is there, then we will be detached from the body. If you don't have Vairagya, then it is very difficult to get detection. I'll just throw back this an example. There was a communist leader, Stalin. Stalin was supposed to go through a surgery. Yes, he was supposed to go through some surgery. And then the person wants to, that medical person, he wants to give some anesthesia. Just anesthesia normally when you go. So Stalin said, no, I don't need anesthesia. Because for a different purpose actually. Because he said, no, I don't need. Because he was completely concentrating on something else. So that they can do. Prabhupada says, even though regularly you are concentrating on something and then you are not aware of this body, when you remember Krishna, a spiritual subject matter, how you can be body conscious? Yeah, this is the beauty. We can learn. Actually, Prabhupada's purports and Prabhupada's things are so wonderful. You don't have all the world history also, you know, by reading Prabhupada's books actually. You don't have to separately read everything. I never knew that Stalin underwent the surgery and then Stalin went through this without. Because Prabhupada knew that. Prabhupada studied it and Prabhupada says that yes. Because Prabhupada, how he uses the body, that this material thing only can give him that much confidence that he is, I am different from the body. How a spiritualist, how solid he should be, that Krishna is looking up from me, Rakshasati Vishwas, Krishna will protect me. Krishna will protect me. Whether if that Vishwasa is there, then what is there? Body is there? Yes, fine, body will be there. If body is going to finish, Krishna will protect. That is his problem. Krishna guarantees that. As Mata is said, first to show. Yam yam vati smaran bhava, kejat jante kalevaram, tam tam evi kondaya sarap bhava bhava. He will look after. Krishna will look after. Krishna will see to that. You go back, come back to God. Krishna makes arrangement. Nasamshaya. How many times Nasamshaya is coming in Bhagavad Gita? If you analyze that. Nasamshaya. So many times Krishna says it. This is like the fourth chapter also Krishna says, like one who knows my true nature. Then janma karma chame divyam yevam yogeti tattvatah dekvaveham punarjanma naiti mameti samshaya. Everywhere samshaya. How Krishna is so giving, caring, and then he is guaranteeing every minute. He knows that Kali Yuga situation, he will have all the doubts everywhere. Oh, Krishna will look after me, Krishna will not look after me, Krishna will do that for me, Krishna will not. So we have all the doubts going on. But that's why Krishna is reassuring every minute. Na samshaya. So that we have to be very fixed. Yes, let me do my best for Krishna. And then Krishna, if Krishna wants me to suffer, no problem, let me suffer. That is why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, the last sloka, what Krishna says, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, if you want to embrace me, you can do that. If you make me broken hearted, that's also fine. You are Supreme Lord. You are my worshipful Lord unconditionally. We don't want to put any condition. Krishna, I am doing this, you have to do this for me. No. I am doing it unconditionally. And then how Krishna will give up that devotee? No. Krishna will never give up. This Krishna never gave up Uddhava, he never gave up Sisupala, never gave up Kamsa, never gave up all these people. But then how? Why do you think Krishna will not look after us? Krishna will look after us. Definitely will look after us. But he said we have to have a firm confidence that Krishna will look after me. Nobody else can see here. Sometimes when you think, like, this will look after me, that will look after me, my insurance will look after me, my bank balance, everything will. What will look after? Nothing will look after. End of the day, Krishna is the only person. Krishna is the only. That is why Krishna says, I am Bhokta, I am Suhrut, well wishing friend of all the living beings. That way, Krishna is the real well wishing. So, Srila Prabhupada says here,
The secret of success in practicing yoga is to become free from bodily attachment. Srila Narottamdas Thakur quotes that, quoting, Deha smriti nahi yara samsara bandhan kaha yata. One whose practice has freed free from the anxieties of bodily needs is no longer in conditioned life. Because this is the problem. Because of the body, because this is the hetu, this is the karma. Because of this only the next birth is coming. Because we have some desire and we unfulfilled desires are there. For unfulfilled desire, we have to take birth again into this material world. Because one thing is you can't avoid. Birth means death is already there. Bhagavad Gita Krishna says, Jatasya ki dhruva mrtyo dhruva janma mrtasya ka tasmat aparihare arte natvam sochitum arhasya. Krishna says, the birth means death is already there. Death means another birth is there. But what beauty is, where you are going to take birth? If you remember Krishna, then you go back home to Krishna Loka and serve Krishna there. If you don't remember Krishna, you are just thinking about the material affairs only, then again you have to come back here and then try to perfect your life and then ultimately you have to go back to Krishna. So that's why one whose practice has freed him from the anxieties of bodily needs is no longer in conditioned life. Such a person is freed from conditional bondage. A person in Krishna consciousness must fully discharge his devotional duties without material attachment. This is the problem. Material attachment is there, then it becomes a business action. I want to do this. I want to like I will do this and expect some results. This is palahetra. This is that's why Krishna always says that you have a right to perform your prescribed duty, but we don't. There is a karma neva nyaste ma paleshu darshan. We don't want this. Krishna is unlimited angels. Not that we have to expect for Krishna will do more actually. Prabhupada says, Krishna, you have only two hands. If Krishna is taking away from something from you, how much he can protest? Only two hands. Krishna has so many hands. But if Krishna wants to give you something, he has unlimited arms. He wants to give you something. You have only two hands. So how much he can take? So that is why Krishna's mercy is always there, especially for devotees. Everyone's mercy is there, but devotees understand and acknowledge the Krishna's supremacy, and there is nothing to fear, because that is why Krishna is making the statement, yes, we have to answer this, yes, we have to, yes, the body is there, and we have to use this, but as long as the body is there, we use this body in the service of Krishna, then the body completely becomes like spiritual. So even if there is a failure, if there is some brashta, yoga brashta, then also Krishna guarantees that you take birth in a pious aristocratic family, from there you can continue your spiritual life. We have examples are there, all over the scriptures, everywhere, all the great personalities are there, they are teaching us all these instructions. And I was hearing this one story of how everybody knows this story. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj says about the boatman. Not a boatman and the scholar. The boat, rowing the boat, attending a wedding party. Like there's a wedding party. So they all went to attend the wedding party. So went to the river bank saying that, please row the boat to the other side. Yeah, yeah, we will do everything. So then this whole night they are saying, they are all enjoying the next day morning, the boat is still standing there. They said, oh, what did you really row the boat? The boatman said, no, all night I was rowing the boat. The one person noticed that the anchor has started being removed actually. So the example Maharaj gives is like, yes, it's for us also. Because we are performing spiritual duties and devotional service. This anchor is a material attachment to the family, this and that. So that anchor has to be removed. Anchor has to be removed means that the anchor has to be dovetailed in the spiritual life, the spiritual activities you have. Yes, engage them in the service of Krishna. Engage them, give them Krishna consciousness. That way you will fulfill your needs of whatever your role, husband, wife, or child, whatever your role, you will fulfill that and also give them the spiritual benefit also. So that way, we may not be like Bhagavatam says, you should not become a father, you should not become a mother, you should not become, unless you are able to deliver the dependence. That always you should know, yes, this is my father, my son, my family, my children. I have to try to give them as much as possible. But again, we have to remember, whether they take it or not take it, it is there. Everybody is free will. Their free will is there. Your duty is to give them. But nothing will go waste. Then coconut,
when you plant like when you plant coconut, when you plant coconut, when the you plant the tree, what will happen? You will not be able to get the crop, whatever that coconut. Your son or your grandson will come and have it. Like nowadays, like sometimes when we see the lemon trees are the big lemon trees. That person who put the tree, he might have gone. Maybe two generations have gone already. But now you are reaping the result. But same way, devotional service also, we should not think that, like, oh, I have given all the knowledge to him. Why he is not immediately picking up? Don't have that apprehension. Because you have done the right work. You have put the seed. You have sown the seed. It will fructify. It will come. Time will come. You have to have faith in the Krishna. You have to have faith in the Shastra. Yes, it will work. Eventually it will work. But it may not work in when you are seeing everything will immediately, like as you are talking immediately, the person may or may not take up. That is, so we have to allow this equation between Krishna and the living entity, individual soul. So we have to allow for that also. We can't force things. Sometimes we go for preaching. Oh, I have talked to this person so much. Why is he not taking up Krishna consciousness? Then ask him, how long it took for you to take Krishna consciousness? You took about 50 years for him to take Krishna consciousness. You expect the other person to take the Krishna consciousness. 1 hour bhashan you have given, he should take up the Krishna consciousness seriously. How it is possible? You have to wait. You have to have the patience and then depend on Krishna. Krishna is the person who is actually inspiring. Prabhupada is inspiring. See, like now, so many people are coming, and then when you read the purport, then people are inspired. That way, we have to give the credit to Krishna, give the credit to Acharya. Then we become an instrument in their hands. So that is a very glorious position. We're putting ourselves as an instrument in the hands of Krishna, in the hands of Acharya, that itself is a very, very great position. So that way, we will be protected, and all our family, everybody will be protected, and then ultimately, the ultimate result, going back to Godhead, we will all achieve. So we'll stop here. If there are any questions or comments, Hare Krishna.
Hare
Krishna. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Ganga Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Shri Prabhupada.